We did not learn the Taisus and from the previous Gemara, so let us just quickly learn over the Gemara again to learn the Taisus. Bechein linyan kedushin, and that ein chesamet beis. Amar Rabasim, Rab Yechanan, legitin amru veloi ledova achel. That this halacha we had mentioned yesterday, Rab Yechanan l'shitosai, that holds that meya amo, if it's yochel l'shamroi, so it is good. It's only good me the rabbanon. We said I'll call the mekadosh adai to the rabbanon. Vafkina rabbanon kedushim minei. The Rab Yechanan, this only works by get. By get, so upon them they were mesakin. She doesn't have to be zeiche in the get, as long as he made an asina l'reshusa in. Yachal Shamroi is called an asina l'shusa, a kaponim idarabona. So Rabbi Yochanan said legit namru. So by gitten we have such a concept of to throw into a reshus of Yachal Shamroi. Abu v'lei l'davaracha. Eisvei Rabbi Abba l'Rabasi. V'chein l'inyin kedushin. And the Mishnah says l'inyin kedushin also. So the Gemara answers, "Shiny hosam d'chsiv v'yotza v'hoisa." That means, since Chazal were masakin that by get and nesina l'toich reshusa, which is considered reshusa because of yachal l'shamroi, so such a nesina is sufficient like Gabi Get also, because we have to be consistent. We have a klal that whatever is good for Kedushin, whatever is good for Get is good for Kedushin. So a Nesine that will create Geirishin has to be sufficient for Ashtar Kedushin also. Eisvei. So the Gemara says in our Mishnah, V'chein le'inyin ha'choyf, we learned in our Mishnah that Azrike l'soich meya ames v'yoche l'shamroi helps by chayv. Now, by piroin chayv, there's no din of nesine. There you need, in order to get a toiras piroin, so he has to be zoich in it. And we learned in the Mishnah, zroikli chayvi v'zolko loy, Korev l'malve, zoch ha-malve, korev l'loive, aloive chay, mechza mechza, shneim ya, chloiku. So, how does this stem with Rabbi Yechanan? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah that says that by Peroin, choyver is guf hoch ma'eskin and the omalei, zroikli choyver v'tifta. It's not a poshete Piroin chayv. Poshet will never help. There was no, this is not considered piroin. There was no schiyas mamon. That would tziyachal shamroi with the, you're not zeiche in the mamon, so there's no piroin. Now the Mishnah is speaking about a unique case. He told him, zroik li chayvi, throw me the piroin of the chayv, v'tifta, and you'll be put, I meichel you. That's the Mishnah is speaking about a certain case. He told him, you throw me the chayv, I meichel you. So Mamela, so the Gemara says, Ihochi Maila Memre. So what's the Chiddush? So what is the Mishnah telling us? Let us see what Taisva says. Ihochi Maila Memre, Vim Taima Adarabe. Not the Kasha is, so what's the Chiddush? The Halacha is Shver. If he just told them this word, you throw it and you'll be potter. So tikshalei amai kol v'loive chayiv loive, even though mazik chayvi v'tifta kol v'loive nami lifta. He just told them, you throw it to me and you'll be potter. We're not speaking about a piroi na chayiv, because the chayiv saivus was not paid up. We're speaking about, he said, you throw it to me, so finish, so you'll be potter. I'm patting you from the chayiv. I meichel you the chayiv. So what's pshat the Mishnah? It's not only a kasha, it's poshet. The halach is in the Mishnah Shver. It says, kol v'loive, he's chayiv. V'yishloima, so Taisa says, the mairi mistama the meforish lo shizuk lo lemokim shiyucha l'sham rayu. No, it's not, he said, zroik li chayiv. He told them, if you throw it into an area that I'm capable of watching it, even though I'm not zoichin it, you're potter. So the Gemara says, good, if he said that and he did it, so it's posh, it's a maila memre. So the Gemara says, leitzriche, he didn't say such an explicit loshen. Leitzriche da omalei zroikli chayvi beteiras gitten. He told him, zroikli chayvi beteiras gitten. That means that zrikes achayv should be whatever is good for Gittin should be over here. So that means you look at the Mishnah, whatever, so by Gittin it says, Korablo, Megareshes, Korablo. Hey, so that's what we told them, Beteiras Gittin. Vakati, Maila Memre. So, Baita, what's the Chiddish? Madetayma, Motsyamale, Meshatani, Boch, Kamash Melon. So the Gemara says, since he didn't say, Rocha, Bitra, Ktano, that you'll be potter, he says, throw it Beteiras Gittin, so could be that even though perhaps one could derive this from his words, but Mustami doesn't mean what he's saying, that Chayif should be like Beteiras Gittin. Anyway, Kamash Malon, if he said it, that's it, and we'll have the halachas that we have Beteiras Gittin. Let us see the next Taisvis. It says in the Mishnah, Mechze al mechze shneim yachloiku, ochle shach loima hameitz mechaber ola baraye, the inkan sofik. Now, we had in the Mishnah, we had two cases. One case we had by Geirishin, mechze al mechze megureshes ve'ene megureshes, and now we had by Choyv, Mechze al Mechze Yechloiku. Now, the first case, from Mechze al Mechze Megureshes, Vein Megureshes, we had two Mahalchim, what Pshat is. One Mahalach was, that was the Mahalach of Rabban Rav Yosef, that's speaking about Trei Yitrei. Speaking about two Edom say it was in his Daladamis, two Edom say it was in her Daladamis. And there's a suffix. There's a suffix case this, so Megureshes Veine Megureshes, our Taisvis said, because Treye Treye Sveike Darabona. That means we don't stell an Chazoke. We don't stell an Chazoke by Treye Treye. Minatari, you do stell an Chazoke. When we Darabona, we don't stell an Chazoke, so it remains a suffix. That means we have a suffix is this Isha. Did she remain an Eishes Ish? Didn't she remain an Eishes Ish? Min ha-Teure, Yoshtala an Cheskes Eishes Ish? With Rabbanu, we say that Chazoke cannot be Mevara by Trei Yitrei. So it's Sveike the Rabbanu. That's why it's Megureshes, Ve'ena Megureshes, L'chum Rosh Yezadina Begrusha. That was one Mahalach. Then we had a second Mahalach, according to Rabbi Yochanan, perhaps according to Shmuel, that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're speaking about it's who yachal l'shamrei v'hi yachal l'shamrei. So it's a reshus of both of them. We're talking about the rabbon on the kedin that they said if it's who yachal he yachal l'shamrei. So we said she's geget. That's considered like a nesina l'reshusa. But if both Yechayil L'Shamrei, so it's not considered like an Asina L'Rishusa, to make Geirishin, so we said, Midarabonon, the whole Geirishin could be, only works Midarabonon, it's called a Mekadosh. Here we said, if it's in the Rishusa, both of them, so it's Megureshes, Ve'ena Megureshes. And that is not Miteiris Sofik, that's Miteiris, that was the Takone. If we have such an entity of Rishus Shneyem, we said that nishta hin and nishta her, so it's megreshes vein megreshes. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, now the Mishnah is speaking about. He said zroik lichayvi beteiras gitten. So he said whatever applies by gitten should apply by this piroin chayv. So that means, in other words, if if the money will be in the malvis rishus, so you're potter from your chayiv. The money is in the leivis rishus, hu yachal shamrei, so you still chayiv the chayiv. If the money is in both of our rishus, I said b'teiras gitten, so just like by gitten, the halach is, it's partially geget, partially not geget megereshes, vein megereshes. So by the piroin achay, we'll say it's partially paid up, partially not paid up. That was the upmach, that was the agreement. So there's no sophic over here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no sophic, so the Mishnah says yachleik. The problem is in the Marsha's Ma'irah over here, but according to the first Malach, according to Rabban Rabbi Yosef, the Mishnah is speaking about that it's treye treye. Two says it was in the Malvis Daladamas. Two said it was in the Leivis Daladamas. The Shalos, who came there first? So now there's a suffix. Now the Maisa, what happened? The Kelev came and took the money. Now the Shail is, do I owe you the money or don't I owe you the money? So this is a big problem. So then Taisus Kasha is a very good Kasha. Let us say, Amaitz Mechaveh, Olavarayim. He says, according to Rabin, Rav Yosef, according to Hochel HaShachle Meitz Mechaveh, Tain Kan Sofik. This is very good according to Rav Yochanan. According to Rav Yochanan, there's no Sofik. There is an entity of Hu Yochel HaShamroi and the Malvis Yochel HaShamroi. So that is a halacha of Megereshes, Vein Megereshes by Get. And by Piroin Chayiv, it's Yachleiko. That's good. It does have nothing to do with, I mean, there's no Sveikas over here. This is what the agreement was, what will be if the Chayiv will be paid up in such an Eifen. But according to the first Mahalach, according to Rabbi Rav Yosef, so Lachay the Kasha is Amerilike Kasha. So it's Treye Treye. So it's like I said, Meitz Mechveh Olavaraya. What's that Yachleiko? So the Marsha answers that Taisvis learned not like Rashi. He brings on a Motrei. The Motrei asks this Kasha, that Rashi said the case is speaking about as follows, that it's a suffix, is it paid up or not paid up? And what the Shaila Ador came and took it away now. So now there's, but if it was paid up, it's paid up. If it's not paid up, it's not paid up. So then we have a merdeke kasha. Let's say meitz mechaveh all the brayos. So today's kasha is a merdeke kasha. The Motrei does not want to learn like that. The Mishnah says yachleiko. So the Motrei says it is speaking about as follows: that the loive, this whole scenario took place teichs manoi. I mean, halachically, the loive doesn't have to pay up. Yet he has time to pay up. Fine. The malva comes over, it'll be a good idea if you pay up, fine, I'll pay up. Zoikli chayve, but there is gitten, it's zoikli chayve, he's speaking about zoikli chayve, and we have here a sofik, were you kind of the money already? Or weren't you kind of the money? But the money is still here. After the money is still here, so the leiva says, you know, I changed my mind. I don't have to pay you up now. I don't have to pay you up because it's teichs manoi. You asked me I should pay you up. I decided I'll pay you up. Now I change my mind. So now, there's no shaila whatsoever. Does the loiva owe him money? Say, meitz mechaveh olavaraya. There's no shaila about owing. There's one because the loiva says, I changed my mind after I threw the money to you. I want back my money, I'll pay you up when the time comes. So there's no shaila, do I owe you money? I think I owe you, but I want this money now. And the malva says, it's too late, I was kind of the money. So here I have a suffix. So in this money, no one is a muhsik. That means that not if the shaila would be, do I owe you money? So then I'm a musik. But here that's not the shaila. I think I have to pay you. The shaila is, who does this money belong to? That's the whole deal over here. If you came first in the dollar damit, so you were kind of the money. I can't change my mind. It's your money. If I came first in the dollar damis, so I could change my mind. It's my money. You never were kind of the money, so I'll keep the money. I'll pay you up later when the time comes. So there's no suffix in, do I owe you or don't I owe you? So therefore, it's trayetray, we say yachloiku. That's what the Masha says. Now there's one problem over here, so let's tell the money in cheskas morikame. That means that the deen is a different deen over here. Who did this money change ownership? When by throwing it into the dollar damas, did it become your money? Because you came first to the dollar damas. Or by the throwing it in the dollar damas, it's still my money because I came first. Now we have trei trei. So we have a suffix on the ownership of the money. So let us say, stel an cheskas marikame. So, dach sich mir, on this shaila, we can say trei trei sveike de rabona. That means, if we'll say cheskas marikame is adin chazoke, so we have a klal trei trei. This says our gemara is going about. Just like you say, megereshes veinim megereshes, because trei trei is sveike de rabona. We will not stel an chazoke. We will not let chazoke be mevarer asofik that we have trei trei. So here, cheskas morikama also cannot be mevara the suffix. That's why you say, yachloiko. L'chayre, this is pshat according to the Marsha. So l'chayre, it could be that what Taisvis is saying, the enkan suffix, there's no suffix if he owes the money. The only suffix is who the money belongs to. No, the money belongs to, so it's treye trey, so we'll say yachloiko. Let us go further. Oma a new case. Oma Rav Chisde, get biyodo umeshicha biyodoi. That he gave her the get. The get is completely in her hands, but the get was wrapped around in the, with a string, and the string, like a diploma, he's giving her a get, and he's holding on to the string. And then the get is in the hands. So Rav Chisda said as follows. If the string is strong enough that if he'll pull the string, he'll be able to pull the get out of her hand. So she's not geget. But if the string is not strong enough, it's a weak string, or others say pshat that there was a batonish, that it means if he pulls the string, so it wasn't tied well, so pull the string. So the string will come, pull away the string, but the get will remain by her. That means the string that he has, by pulling the string, either it's a weak string which will tear, or it's a string which is not properly tied, so if I'll pull it all, just pull away the string. Bimlav megereshes. My time, bo'inan krisos veleka. You need krisos veleka. Now, I just like to mention a Gemara in Bava Metzia. And we'll go, and then we'll appreciate our Gemara and understand it a little better. The Gemara says as follows. By Kinyan Suda, it says, Sholaf ish naloi v'nosan l'rayeyu. That means, I have to give the Suda to the one I want to make the Maisa Kinyan. So the Gemara says that what'll be the din? Let's say I have a piece of material, and I have a large piece of material, and I want to make a kinyan chalipum with someone, so I give the kaina, or the makna, it's kalef shal kainas, I give the makna a chalik of the material, I'm holding the other half of the material, and I give it to him. So the Gemara says that it's a good kinyan chalipa, not to give him the whole thing. You could be holding part, and the makna could be holding part. It's enough. If he had gimela tzpois, so he had enough, and it's finosan, finished. Even though, theoretically, I could pull it out of his hands, no problem. It's called finosan. Tzrek the Gemara kasha, So you're telling me the Nosan is called as even though I can pull it away from him, but Venosa, that's called Venosa, I gave it to him, even though it's Bekoichi to pull away. Frag the Gemara Akashe from this member of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said, not like that. Get Biyodo, and Meshicha Biyodo, Im Yochel and Natka, if I can pull it away from her. So the Gemara understood, so that's not called Venosa. Venosa means that it's out of my control anymore. I can't pull it away from her. It's mitzad the mice and the sine. It's given over completely to her. So the Gemara asks Astira, why by chalipin is it good? There it says v'nosan shalof ishnale v'nosan reyu, and by chalipin it's good, and by get it's no good. So the Gemara answers, hasam krisis bein on v'leke. So the Gemara says that there's a new problem. That means it's called v'nosan, but by get is a new aloch of krisis, that with the nesinas haget, they have to be separated one from the other. And with this nesina, they're attached one with the other. He can go and he can schlep it away from us. So, felt increases. Now there's a shaila, a chakira in achoinim, and perhaps we'll appreciate Taisus better. So what is the maskonas hagemore? So you can learn two ways. One way you could learn that the maskonas hagemore is, it's called v'nosan, but there's a new din of krisus binon. If it's v'yodoy to schlep it away from her, he's holding on to a meshiche, it's v'yodoy to schlep it away from her, so it's called v'nosan, but it's felt in krisus. Or others want to say, no, here the Torah was megale, that you need such a nesine, that after the nesine, they're moved the one from the other. And since over here, he can pull it away from her, so this is a puzzle in the scene, legabi get. By get, you need a nesine sheyesh by krisus. By chalipin, you don't need a nesine sheyesh by krisus. So it could be here, the chasorin is, it's a felt in the scene take. But by get, you need a special type of nesine. That's the second way. Or the first way we could learn pshat, that in the scene it's good, there's a new chasorin of krisus. Lamein Afgemina, I saw that Tere Shmuel brings down from the Arz of the Beirav, we'll see Taisus also Gevaldik and Afgemina, but the Arz of the Beirav and Afgemina will be by a Shtar Kedushin, what will be the din. So we learn out, V'yotza B'hois, we learn out Kedushin from Get. So if we will say, by Get the Halach is, you need a Nesine Sheyesh by Krisus, we need a different type of a Nesine. So if you learn that Kedushin from Get, so Mestam by Kedushin, you also need a different type of a Nesine. If you learn that it's called a Nesine, but there's a special din of Krisus, so Mestam, this is only by Get, and not by Kedushin. Okay, we have a Nafkamina, and that's that. But that's on the Gemara, Be'in and Krisus Veleker, the Gemara wants to differentiate, but here the difference is, the difference between Get and Suda. Yeah, what does Rashi say? Meshicha chutzah get kosher boy, get biyoda, shanosne lo boresh, meshicha daim biyoda. Zok taisvis. Amagdike taisvis. Im yochel lenatkoi ulaviyoi. Nira de loy mairi kshahoysa yoda psucha. A taisvis says, how did this come about? Chizda says, if he cannot schlep it out of her hand, it's good. So Taisa says, Nire de loy mayrik shahoysa yoda psucha. It is not speaking about when he put it into her hand was open. Ula acher shenos naget biyoda koftsa yoda. After he put it into her hand, she tightened her hand. And that's why ene yochel anatka. Even though now he can't take it away. So, would be very geschmack to say Pshat and Taisus as follows. Taisus learned the second Mahalach, the way we said, that by get you need a nesine sheyesh by Krisus. That means there has to be such a nesine that with the nesine he's moved off from her. So now, so Taisus says, so let's talk about what Pshat and Rav Chisda. If he put the get into her hand, he's still holding the Meshicha. So Ba'asher Usham was there, was he Goyma the Nesine? No. Well, no, he's still, that's not called a Nesine, he could slap her right out of her hand. So he wasn't Goyma the Nesine. Then she went, and she tightened her hand. Now he can't slap it away from her. So Taisu said, that's called Tligitach Miyagabi Kake. That means he didn't make the Nesine, he started the Nesine. But that's not a Nesine. A Nesine she'ein boy Krisus is not a Nesine. He started the Nesine. Now she tightened her grip on the get. So she was Gaima the Nesine. So that's called Tligitach Miyagabi Kake. So how is it good? That's Taisvis Kashe. So Taisvis says, Elo nira l'ri de mairi shekvar hoiso yodo kfutso. The Gemara is speaking about when it is good, that her hands were tight to begin with. Vuhu tochav aget l'seich yod. And he was sticking the get into her hand. Vim tochav kol kach b'choise kashen yocho levi yetzlei hava megureshes. That means her hand was very tight to begin with. Her grip was very tight to begin with. And come, he stuck it into her hand. But when he stuck it into her hand, you can't slap it out anymore. Now you can't slap out with the Meshicha because the Meshicha will tear. So Baal Kaponim, that is the story. So he made the completeness in it. He was guy by sticking the get into her hand in such a way that now you can't pull it out with the Meshicha. So that's called he made in the scene. But if he put it into an open hand and then she tightened her hand, then it won't be good. That's what Taisu says. So according to the Ri, our Gemara is speaking about a unique case. A unique case means we're speaking about that her hands, her fist was close together and he stuffed it in and now he can't slap it out again without tearing the Meshicha. But in the time of Forish, the Biyod of Psucha Irishapa, you can say it's speaking about that her hand was open. Vimeinu Yochel Avi Etzloi, so what's the case? Einug Sheget Kovei. Vim Shech Etzloi, Tino Teka Meshicha. Fine. So the Benetam says, in Yisot, he holds like the Ri, that the husband has to make a Nesine Sheyesh by Krisus, not she should be Goymer it, because then it's Tligitach Migabi Karke. But he said, you don't have to say it's speaking about she made a fist, it's speaking about the get weighed 5 pounds, and there was a small string around the get, and if you pull the string will tear. So by putting it into her hand, you can't pull it away anymore, because the string will tear. But in Yesod, the Rabbi Natam and the Ri hold the same, that this is the case. Now, Taisvis goes a little further. So that's what we're talking about when we have strings attached. What if you ever get that there's no strings attached? So we think Shalom al Yisrael, so it's good. So Taisvis says, no, B'tzorech Lizoel. You have to be very careful. Sheteyat ha'isha psucha at sheniach kol haget biyodo. Now, let's talk about how strings attached. He's putting the get into her hand. Now, he's putting in the get, so he put in half of the get into her hand. Now, he didn't finish the mice in the scene. Now, number one, in what is in her hand was also not given yet. Because he can slap it out. He's putting the no strings attached, but he put in half a get into her hand. He's holding the other half, and if her hand is open, she can still pull it out. So on this chelik, there's also no gemar nesine. There's no nesine. Now, if she's going to go and stuff her hand now and tighten her grip on the chelik, the get that went into her hand. So it comes out, she is making a gemar nesina without strings attached. I mean, here we're talking about a case with a get, with a string. But we're talking about a normal case. When he puts it into her hand, she has to make sure her hand should be loose, and he has to put the whole get into her hand, and then he lets go. And then, so she's get ready, so it's not yochel or nothing. But if she's going to tighten her grip, Kozman, he's holding a chelik of the get, so, he's holding the other half of the get. They have a get. So this chelik that he put in, he wasn't goyma the nesina, and she made the nesina. That's what Taisu says. And this is all going according to the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam. Then Taisu says, v'nira de kosher. So others say, the Kovna Sanadachma says, that Taisu is chayzer from the whole shtik teire. V'nira de kosher. All these problems we just made, the loigora mi orik leicharze bisholfese da habiget, hafogav de biyad habal lohodek mosnov shaloi titel, v'amachmer tovi olov broche. So Taisva said, the whole Yesod, what we had till now, was that the husband has to make the complete Nesina. And if Yochel and Natek is not a Gemar Nesina, so he has to make sure that he has to make Ois Yochel and Natek. The husband has to make the complete Nesina. In fact, Taisva is unshuldig. We had a Gemara before. The Gemara before said that he had a get between his gantel and his back. And there was a get there. And Sholfa said, she went and she took it out. So the Gemara said that she took it out from his back, so it felt in the nosa. So the Gemara says, well, he edged himself closer to her, he bent closer to her, that it should be easier for her to take it out. Fine. But you know what happened? Lamaisa, she took it out. And he was capable all the time of, he'll tighten his belt a little bit, she can't take it out. But she grabbed it before he tightened the belt. So Lachaira, she made the Gemar HaNesina. Why over there do you say, forget, she took it out even. She took it out. So you see, in Vinosan, it is not important that he should make the whole nesina. He should be maschil litain l'soich yod. He should do an effort to bring it to her. But the whole nesina he doesn't have to make. That means he doesn't have to make sure that he can't schlep it away from her. She can do the rest. If a cat for Rosh brings down a shite, that means from this gemara, that's l'cheire, in this Gemara, we see that that if he went closer to her and he was makar of the getter, that's enough. So the Rosh says, well, he brings down one sheet, that if a person will hand out a get like this to her, and she takes it from his hand, that's good. That's called Vinosan. It was not more than that over here. So Taisvis is saying that this whole concept that Taisvis had understood that he has to make the complete nesina, and if there's any chesaron in the nesina, and she took away that chesaron, there's a chesaron of tligitach mi'al gabi karke. So Taisa says, from this gemara of ein chesam adal, you see, not like that. We see that the nesina means he just has to start the ball rolling. He has to be mekarvet to her. The Gemar Nesina, she can do all by herself. So Mamela, all these halachas that we had said before, that if she can't tighten her hand by a meshicha, or if he put mitzvah zaget in her hand, she can't tighten her hand because is a chesaron in Nesina. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. Because Nesina does not mean that he has to make the whole thing. He just has to start giving over to her. That's the nira de kosher. But Taisa says, "Vamachma tovi olabach." We're speaking about it's scary and yonim, we're speaking about a nisa reishasish, some emele. So the person will be machmer, even though Meiker Adin Taisus wants to say, we see from this din of Orik Harzei, we see that Ascholas Hanasin is good, but it's preferable that he should make the whole Nasin. Let us go further. Oma Rav Yehuda. Hoiso yodo asuye ke katafres. Her hand was on a slant. That means normally, when she, ishes makabala get, she stretches out her hand and it's horizontal and it's, and the get will throw it into her hand, so it's gonna remain in the hand. Here, hoiso yodo katafres, her hand was on an angle. So you throw it into the hand, it slides right down. And he did that. He threw it into her hand. He was a good pitcher, and the mamish had hit the hand, and boom, it slided out of her hand. So perhaps we would say, well, that was menosam biyodo. It didn't stay there too long. Since when does it have to stay there? So the Gemara says not like that. Hoy so yodo asuye ki katafres v'zol kulo, and he threw it into the hand. She's not megurish. That's not called v'nosan biyodo. V'nosan biyodo means it was given in an oifen that it could remain in their hand. But if the nesina was such a nesina that it will not remain in their hand, so that's not called v'nosan biyodo, and memela she's not geget. Fine. That I'll buy. I hear what you're saying, that it's not called Benos and Beyoda. Fact the Gemara, Hoki Nofel, Ba'al Ba'amis, Didoka Nofel. But it fell down, so it fell into her Ba'amis. So why isn't she kind with her Ba'amis? So let us see, it's just the next to the last Taisvis. Ba'al Ba'amis, Didoka Nofel. Have a motzel ishnui, the Meir Shisha Medes, Bechotzel Didei. I mean, this cash is not ekvelt. We could say she's standing in his chotzer, and his chotzer she doesn't have Baal Bamis. The less Laal Bamis, Oy Bishus Haram L'Ravashis Pekam the Bometzich. I mean, this kasha, we could say this kasha is not such a difficult kasha to answer. We could say it's, she's standing in a place where she doesn't have a Kenyan Baal Bamis. What's the, Mas is a different terrace. So the Gemara says, Tivshait, the boy Rabbeleza. So, no, I'm sorry, I skipped over line. Am I, okinofu ba'aba ames didoka nofu? So the Gemara says, b'deloi noch. It's speaking about that it did not land up in her daladames. How did this happen? Let's see Rashi. Katafris medrein, on the slant, reish etz boiseh motin lekalke. Her hands are slanted towards the kaka. Shlei poshta yodo zekufa. Her hand was not spread out straight. Kiderech poshta yad. It was on an angle. Upachine vaki nofel ledaladames tido nofel. But if it fell daladames, umali en yodo ruye lekabel bipshitosa. So what does it matter that the hand cannot be mekabel, but al koponim, the hand cannot be mekabel, but she should be nizgarish al daladamis. So the Gemara answers, "B'delay noch la'oretz." It did not fall on the ground. Elok shenofal mitoich yodo nisraf. Amirah dikazach that when it fell down, so someone pushed a fire there after it fell, and it fell into the fire. So Memela, so that's what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying that would have went into her hand. That's not called Venosan Biyoda, because the way her hand was positioned, it's not capable of making Anocha B'Seich Yoda. That's not called Venosan Biyoda. So you're asking, good, but let it be kind of the Daladamis. You're right, if it would fall down, tak, I'll buy it, it's speaking about a simta. She has the aldamas, but it's speaking about that a fire came and it got burnt. A fire, a dog, whatever it is, and it got ruined before it ever reached the aldamas. So memela, so, Yeah. Fragt die Gemara, fine, I hear this also, but Tifshayt, the boy Rabbi Loza, so about Kaponim from this week, it'd be Poshit, the Sofik of Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza, Klal, the Shaila, Arba Amish, Sha'omru, Yesh Lehem Avir, or Yen Lehem Avir. He says, Rabbi Loza, Klal, the Shaila, in Kenyan Dalad Amis, like this we have a Klal, Avir Chatzeroi Ke Chatzeroi. Is such a klal that if something falls into the, we're going to have the whole next sugi, and that fine test is going to speak about this, but Proteus. But we have a klal, Avir Chatzeroi Ke Chatzeroi. So Mamela affect the Gemara, so what's still the problem? So Taket fell down, we have to make everything slow motion, but it fell, and then later went to fire. But the minute it fell, before the fire was there, so she should be kinda with the Daladamas, with the Avir of the Daladamas. Now, Rabbi Lozor Kler da Shaila is, were they Mesakin, Avir Daladamas is kinda or is not kinda? That was Rabbi Lozor's Asofik. So now I can be patient to Asofik from you. Because if we would assume that Avir Arba Ames is kaine, so why isn't she geget as the Avir of the Arba Ames? That's the Gemara's kasha. Tif sheitein lam Avir, so the Gemara says, it's no raya. Och maizkinin, by medes al gabi hanor, the meikore le ibot koi. So the Gemara says, we can, I'll tell you a different mahalach. It's speaking about, that means, if I'm not going into Rabbi Lozor's Shaila, if we hold that the Avir of Arba Ames is Kaine, so then I'll say it's speaking about a different seal, that her hand was over the water. So when it slipped into the hand, it's going to fall straight into the water. There was no Dalad Ames that it would fall into to begin with. So it's either the hand or nothing. So that was the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. If it would take be in a case that there was Dalad Ames in front of her, and b'shas it in the gita koidem before the sreife, that means when it came into the avir, so it was in the avir of the Dalad Ames before the dleike came. So then could be Takah, she would be geget, but we're speaking about that there's no Dalad Ames in front of her. Zakt Rashi, Upachina, we can offer Dalad Ames, you don't offer, Mali, you may know, the real Kabo, Pipshitos, or Blood of Bikoim. But the Lainach, Lot, or Shinoch, and Mitachel, and Israf. Kabbalah, well, you're the love Kabbali. Upach, we lay noch, my habi, Krimoto, Losecha, Amish, Lotigorish, my Virayan. Midakoma ainam a goreshes, pshayt ain lam avil, vi boi de rabbalos. So that's rabbalos is a suffix. So Mar says it's speaking about al gabi hano, the avil shein roi lanuach loikoni. That avil that's not roi bachal lanuach and baladamas is going to go into a nor and get ruined, so such avil is dichenat koine. Avil of daladamas, that's Rabbi Lozor's Sofik. Could be that Avir of Daladamas is Koine. Yeah. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hoysa Eimedes al Rosh Agag. She was standing, there was a house that opened up into a chotzer. There was a yard underneath. And there was a house, and she was standing on the roof. And he was standing in the chotzer, and he throws the get to the roof. He throws it to her. He's in the chotzer, and he's throwing it, and she's on the roof. Vizalkei lo, and he threw her the get. So the Gemara says, kivin sheigia la'avir hagag, as soon as it reached the avir hagag, so lochere means as soon as it reached the avir that is over the gag, Harezu Megeresh, so she's geget. So here it says that Avir is good. Case number one. Case number two. Hu milamailo vehi milamato. He was the opposite case. She was in the chotzer and he was on the gag. Bezolkeilo, and he throws the get from the gag into the chotzer. Kiven sheyotza mirshus hagag, here it says it left the gag, nimchakai nisraf, and then something happened to it, it got burnt, or it got erased, it thought it was pouring, echveis, and the ink erased, hareizu megureshes. So l'cheira, the Mishnah is telling us in both cases, it's an innocent looking Mishnah, that if it reached the avir, Chatzeiro, that's the second case, or reach the Avir Hagag, which is the first case, so she's gigeta ready. You don't have to wait till it falls on the ground. The minute it reaches the Avir, she's gigeta. So what happened the next minute that, or the next second it got burned to dust, that's already, it's not Negeya, because she was Nizgarish, as soon as it reached the Avir of the Gag or the Avir of the Chatzeiro. Fragt die Gemara, wo ho loi minta. Now the Gemara is going on the first case of the Mishnah. That means the Gemara understood she's standing on a roof without a maker, without any walls around the roof. And he threw it and it came to the Avir Hagag. And there's a possibility, let's look at facts of life. A ruach metzuya can blow it away. That means, when it's in this avir hagag, so this avir hagag is not a, it's not seifa ilonuach. That means, we are not botuach, that it could be seifa ilonuach, because a wind could easily blow it off the gag. But let's see what Rashi says. V'holoi minta, avir hagag. The avir hagag is not a mokim shomul from wind. It's not protected from the winds. The osi zike, a wind can come, v'shodilei, and it can blow it away, mikame delinach. So memele, kol zman, it is in a matzev that a wind could blow it away. Although the wind didn't come yet, but we're talking about a ruach metzuya that could any second come and throw it away. So this aver cannot be koine, because it's not considered seifei lonuach. There's no guarantee that it will fall, because it's susceptible to the elements, and a wind can come, a ruach metzuya can come and blow it off the roof. And something else happened. A wind didn't come, but a door came, or a rain came. He asks, we need avir shesoifei lanuach. And I think the Teres Gittin says a vort that if there'd be mechitzis around it, so then the avir mitzadatzme is called mayrishus, besides the seifa lenuach. Could be then avir mechitzis is alone, it's here, it's a mayrishus already. But since there's no mechitzis, so the whole kinyan of Avir Chatzeri only works because it's Seifei Lanuach, because it's Oymed Lanuach. And if it's not Oymed Lanuach, so it's not Koine. That's somehow the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, so we need the Seifei Lanuach to make Ge'ilu Bolo Shusa. And there's no Seifei Lanuach because it's susceptible to the winds. A ruach metzuya can very easily blow it off. Oma Rav Yehuda Mashmul begag sheyesh loy makeh askinan. We're speaking about a gag that has a wall around it. So memele. So now it's very good. So we speak that when it said kivin shegir lavir hagag areizu megureshes means it was nichnas lavir hagag, that it's seifei lanuach. That means it's protected already by the makeh, That means if a wind will blow it, it won't blow out. So Memele, so no problem. Cool. Perhaps I'm not clear, but perhaps we could say that we mentioned before the Teres Gittin says that Avir Teicha Mechitza is so that Avir alone is called his Rishus. The Avir, that's not Teicha Mechitza, so the only way, the only reason it's going is because it's going to fall. So you need Seife Lipo. It's not Oymed Lipo, so it's, so it could be that what the Gemara says, there's a Make, so one of the two. Either we can say the Make is a Shmire, that it won't be able to blow out, so it is Seife Lipo. Or maybe we could say, now the Make is Teicha Mechitza, so Teicha Mechitzis, you don't need Seife Lipo. The Avil that's Teicha Mechitzis is called Mamas's Rishus. Perhaps we can learn one of the two. That's one Teretz. Ule Bar Menashe Mishmei Davi Mi Oma Hoche Bepoches Mishloisha Somoch Legagaskina. We're speaking about that it's Poches Mishloisha. It's lovot. Now what does Rashi say? Avi the Masnisim Bahochi Askinin. The Havi Kiman Dinoch. That means in the Metzias Hadvorim, that means the same wind that could blow it away when it was Zmitvochim from the Gag can blow it away when it's 2.5 tvachim from the Gag. That means in the Metzis, if you'll ask a Shaila statistically, will it be noch or won't it be noch? Could be you have the same statistics. I don't know. Could be it's not Seif Elanuach. A wind can come and blow it away. But the Gemara saying over here, that is if you need the Metzis of noch. So who says it's Seif Elanuach? But if in Lamdis it's noch, so it's noch, so finished. That means, oh, we needed noch bechatzeiroi, or seifei lo nuach bechatzeiroi. If a ruach metzuye can take it away, so we lost the seifei lo nuach. That's what Gemara said, so the thing about that there's a mark around the guy. But the second verse of the Gemara is, you don't need the metzias of seifei lo nuach. If in Lomdus it's noch already, teich gimel is noch, so it's noch. So it's in the chutz already. This does not even din of aver chatzeirei. This is a din of chatzeirei. It's noch bechatzeirei. Let's see what Rashi says. Beporas megimal aver the masis nebach haskinin. The aver command the noch. This you don't need soifei lenuach. It's noch. Hilkach konosai banochosai. So she was koinet because it's noch on the gag. The kivin, the hagag gavoya yud, ava lochotzer hameshtameres, lochol denayech begavei. Now, Rashi seems to be having a different problem. There's a new problem. Why is it a chotzer mishtameres? A different problem. Not, it means that till now, others say, just want to say one ha'ore. The pashtus of the Gemara, when the Gemara asked, holoi minta. So the pashtus of the Gemara, the Pnei Shu wants to learn this pshat is, it's a chotzer she'ena mishtameres. No, it's a different kasha. It's a chotzer she'ena mishtameres, because the wind can blow it out. But not a new lomdas, you need seife lo nuach. It's a chotzer she'ena mishtameres. So, the Moran says, no, there's a mark around it. If you learn like that, that's very good in the first teretz. It's ainu mishtameres, mishtameres. Now the Gemara says it's teich gimel. No, teich gimel, so. But if it's ainu mishtameres, so what's help me teich gimel? I mean, the problem was ainu mishtameres.
So that's why Rashi learned the problem was a different problem. The problem was not als mishtameres. The problem was it's not shamur from a wind. Not that the chotz is a chotz sheinu mishtameres. It is not shamur from a wind. So memela it's not soifel lanuach. So the Gemara says either the zamake or you don't need soifel lanuach because it's teich gimel. It's noch finished. That was the sugya. Now Rashi all of a sudden had a problem, but what's with chotz mishtameres? Now Rashi had a new problem. What makes this gag a chotzer a mishtameres? If there's no mechitzas around it, so it makes it a chotzer mishtameres. So Rashi says, kiven da gag gavoya yud, since the gag is gavoya yud from the chotzer, aval a chotzer mishtameres, it's called, it's a muvdol dike rishus from the bnei a chotzer, it's muvdol, it's 10 tvochem high from the chotzer, so that makes it l'chol denayich begave. So here Rashi, Rashi, we see klo from Rashi, that the problem till now was not chotza mishtameres, the problem was seif elonua, and that we said to terutzim, either there's a mechitze or it's noch in lomdis. Now, what was mishtameres? Rashi says, mishtameres is bachlal, no problem over here, it's not mishtameres from the neya chotza, a new problem, it's not mishtameres, because since it's 10 tfochim away from the chotza, so it's a din of a chotza mishtameres. Now let's just see a little further. Now the next case in the Mishnah is she's on the gag and he's in the chotzer and he's throwing up from the chotzer to the gag. The second case is he's on the gag and she's in the chotzer. Who milamayla? Frek the Gemara v'holoi mintar. Holoi mintar. Also the Gemara understood because the Gemara understood as follows. That the, even though normally a chotzer has a mechitza around it, but the Gemara understood that the bias was taller than the mechitza around the chotzer. So memela, so the Gemara asked, so when he threw it out of the, off the gag into the chotzer, till it reached the avir of the mechitza sachotzer, there was an area that was not mukif mechitzes. So memela, savaita, the wind can go and blow it out of the chotzer. Savaita, v'holoi minta. Oma Rav Yehuda, Oma Shmuel, can show mechitzes atachtoines, oit fesal al yoines. So the Gemara says, no, that the mechitzes around the chotzer was even taller than the maka around the gag. So Mamela, when he threw it over the Make, it was Teich HaMechitzes of the Mechitzes HaChotza. Let us see Rashi. V'holoi minta, Kesalka Daitach Shagag Govoya Michoimes HaChotza, V'heichi Toni Kivin Shiyotza Mishus Gag Megureshes, even though it got burned, V'hein Soife Lanuach, Afil Leibod Leike, Da'osi Zike, again, V'dochi Lo Chutz LaMechitzes, it's again susceptible to the wind. So the Gemara answers, "Shayu mechitzes hatachtoine shel chotza, oitvois al maka shel gag, that they were taller than the maka of the gag, the chinofik migag motor la aver mechitzes chotza, it reached the aver mechitzes chotza, mishimachi beinin oitvois. Why do you need it to be taller? The high the koi besech mechitzes maka gag bezolke klapi mailo kadei sheyaver as a maka yipo lechotza. Because he threw it over the maka. So if it's not oit face, so again, when it reached the, went over the maka, so in that time, it was avir shein saif elonuach. That's what Igmo says, it was oit face. So as soon as it went over the maka of the gag, It was in the teich mechitzes of the chotzer. So we'll just say, Amar Vida Meshul Gan Shere Mechitzes HaTachtayin Yisoyit Fesal Yoynes. Mechen Amar Rabbalozom Rabbi Shaye Kegan Shere Mechitzes HaTachtayin Yisoyit Fesal Yoynes. Mechen Amar Rabbi Yoychem Gan Shere Mechitzes HaTachtayin Yisoyit Fesal Yoynes.